Hello children, I will be taking the subject literature for class 7 and we will begin with the very first chapter named Tom White Washes a Fence by Mark Twain from your English reader book. I will be discussing the chapter with you, giving you a gist of the story, so listen carefully. Tom White Washes a Fence. This incident occurs in Mark Twain's novel entitled The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. After playing and fighting with other boys, Tom has come home late at night. His aunt, with whom he lives, sees the terrible state of his clothes and decides to turn his Saturday holiday into a day of hard labor. So on a Saturday morning, Aunt Polly sends Tom out to whitewash the fence. The summer world was full of life. There was a song in every heart and cheerfulness on every face. Tom looked at the fence and at the dull sight which made all the gladness leave him. He had to whitewash 30 yards of broad fence, 9 feet high. Then life seemed to him meaningless. He began to think of the fun he had planned for this day, and his sorrows multiplied. Soon the other boys would come and make fun of him for having to work on a holiday. So he thought of an excellent idea. He took up his brush and went calmly to work. A little later, Ben Rogers, another boy of Tom's age, walks by. He was a very boy of all the boys who would make fun of Tom. He was eating an apple and seemed to be happy and excited. But Tom paid no attention to him. When Ben asked Tom that he was in trouble for which he had to work on a Saturday, Tom ignores Ben and continues working. Soon we see that Tom convinces Ben that whitewashing a fence is a great pleasure. And after some bargaining, Ben agrees to give Tom his apple in exchange for the privilege of working on the fence. Then we see that over the course of the day, every boy who passes ends up staying to whitewash, and each one gives Tom something in exchange, like Billy Fisher for a kite, Johnny Miller for a dead rat and a string to swing it with. And so the work went on hour after hour. By afternoon, Tom had collected 12 marbles, a piece of blue glass to look through, a key that wouldn't unlock anything, a piece of chalk, a tin soldier, 6 firecrackers, a little cat with only one eye, a dog collar, the handle of a knife, and a number of other things. While the others bore his burden, he had a nice idle time all the while and plenty of company, and the fence had 3 coats of whitewash on it. If he had not run out of whitewash, he would have robbed every boy in the village of their proudest possessions. Lastly, Tom says to himself that life was beautiful after all, and he had discovered a great law of human action without knowing it, which means that to make someone want something is to make that thing hard to get. Then we see that Aunt Polly was surprised to see the fence completed, and she takes him home and gives him the best apple she had and allows him to go and play. So we see that in the story, how Tom makes his job look attractive to other children and how he escapes from doing the task of whitewashing. Now, children, I have given you a worksheet with a few questions to solve them on your own. So please do it. Thank you, children.